All right, let's go back to our story relating to Syria and, of course, get more input on this. Let's talk to James Jatras, former US Senate policy analyst, joining us from Washington. Welcome, sir. Mr. Jatras, the Syrian army is making new advances near Damascus while conducting controversial aerial operations in Aleppo. Do you think a major shift of events is taking place on the ground, or is the situation is unlikely to change?
I think that the government forces are making some improvements in their position. I don't know if they can score a decisive victory in the war, but it seems that the balance is shifting in their favor. I think taking long rebel-held areas of Aleppo are very significant.
And so in the long run, how do you think the situation will develop? Do you think the Syrian government will gain the upper hand and overcome the terrorists there?
The upper hand, and frankly, I think there are people increasingly in the United States and other Western countries who see the victory of the Assad side as the least bad of some possible bad outcomes, given how terrible, obviously, both the Al-Qaeda-linked forces and the so-called Islamic front are.
There have been threats by these insurgents to come back to UK and US soil and of course, carry out some attacks there. How imminent is such a threat?
I think it's quite proximate to us. Remember, as we know from the news reports about Aleppo, these people have been massacring Christians, Alawites, Shia, Druze, whoever they can lay their hands on. You know, the phenomenon that they call blowback, starting from Afghanistan in the 1980s, which gave birth to Al-Qaeda in the first place, is a well-known phenomenon. And we've seen the same thing again through Bosnia, Kosovo, Libya, and now Syria. I don't know when Western governments will stop creating these monsters.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to James Jatras, former US Senate policy analyst from Washington. Thanks to you all, sir.